For the past several years, Gaza has been suffering from an Israeli blockade. The International Committee for the Red Cross says the situation in the coastal enclave deteriorated after Egypt decided to close the Rafah border crossing and destroy underground tunnels that were the source of 30% of the goods entering Gaza. This has resulted in the continuous deterioration of the economy in the impoverished coastal enclave. Press TV had an exclusive interview with Jacques DiMeo, the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross delegation in Israel and the occupied territories. He says the situation could get worse if prompt action is not taken.
What we are witnessing is that the continued chronic blockade of Gaza is bringing the system down to levels which are extremely worrying, to the point where the very sustainability of the system is in danger. And we're talking here about, in particular, and as far as we are concerned, of course, in terms of priorities, very essential services. We're talking about the health system, about the energy supplies. We're talking about, of course, the economy, but also sanitation.
Gaza Strip has one of the highest poverty rates in the world. In the first half of 2013, more than 60,000 people lost their jobs because of the blockade.
What is called for are sustainable answers in terms of basically letting essential goods enter Gaza and people get in and out of Gaza. The combined restrictions, both by Israel but also by Egypt and a number of other factors also, make it simply impossible for this economy and for the average family in Gaza to look at the future with any form of sustainable hope.
Gazans have also called on Palestinian factions to put more efforts into bridging their differences to improve the current situation in Gaza. The International Committee of the Red Cross has warned that Israel's blockade and the closure of the Rafah border crossing by Egypt could make the humanitarian situation in the territory much worse. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.